One of the stars of the EAA convention is Spaceship One, which won the $10 million X Prize for the first privately funded vehicle to reach space. Financed by billionaire Paul Allen, Spaceship One rose to more than 100 kilometers, that's more than 62 miles, and did it twice in just 5 days. Now Richard Branson and Virgin Atlantic Airlines will attempt the next step, commercializing rides into space, with Virgin Galactic carrying out the effort. The company will soon announce the names of more than a dozen celebrities who've signed up for early flights. In September, it will start offering a game of skill on the Internet with tickets to space as the prizes. Virgin Galactic will also give away tickets to some organizations and is planning reality television programs in which contestants win tickets. Tickets will initially be very expensive, but Virgin Galactic President Will Whitehorn says the goal is to reach as many people as possible.
So it's very much our intention that this is not, from our point of view, going to be just a rich person's plaything. We're going to hope that the pioneers who come forward play their part and they help to fund this business and prove its viability. But our idea is to democratize this as much as possible and as quickly as possible.
Whitehorn says trips into space may pave the way for ultra-fast subspace airline travel, but he says Virgin Galactic will not be an airline.
It's planning to be basically an extreme adventure experience for individuals and a proof of concept. But in the very long run, the technology that we're going to be developing with BERT could be the foundation of people finally being able to do their flight from LA to London or New York to London or London to Australia in that 2.5 hours that people have dreamed of, or that 1.5 hour. And that is, in the overall thought behind this, we want to try and be investing in pioneering that for the longer term.
After the EAA convention, Spaceship One will go on to a place of honor in the Smithsonian Institution. Air Venture 2005, the biggest private aviation event in the world, continues through Sunday in Oshkosh. John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.